This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
By golly, we'll meet that schedule, come heck or high water. Doesn't sound right if I say it that way, right? Come hell or high water. And there's lots of high water still floating around as a result of Hurricane Florence. I'm not sure whether that's what Jennifer has chosen to start with or something else. We are here on DJV's Watch with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. So, Jennifer, which direction are we going? Left, right, up, down, in, out?
Well, we're talking about the storm that's brewing over Washington, D.C., and that's the storm for Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who has run into a whole lot of trouble. It seemed he was on the path to getting it confirmed, and he may still get confirmed as Supreme Court Justice, but there are some allegations that have been brought against him by a person who allegedly went to high school with Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And the reason I say allegedly is because he doesn't think he even remembers this person. He said the name might sound vaguely familiar, but Christine Ford is her name. She attached her name to an anonymous letter that was given to Dianne Feinstein and released to the FBI last week. In it, it says that Judge Brett Kavanaugh was so drunk that he almost raped her and almost, could have killed her when they were wrestling around on a bed. Now, all of that news came out yesterday, but the brand new part is that both of them have agreed to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which means that the vote that was scheduled on the 20th, this Thursday, to confirm Judge Brett Kavanaugh will be postponed, at least for a little bit. And on Monday, Judge Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Ford will testify under oath to the Senate and answer a whole lot of questions that Republicans and Democrats on that committee have for both of these people.
So is this the optics of this are interesting, kind of little, I guess, depending on your point of view, somewhat juicy, disturbing, distracting, distressful. They're going to be in the room at the same time?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if that's
one,
true. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a public hearing, meaning it'll be televised, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm very interested to watch that, because I don't know what to make of this whole story.
I don't either.
There's so many things at play. First, on her side, you can't take her claims lightly because they are really serious in nature. And
right. It
seems that this was not, for her at least, she brought it up during therapy several years ago. Then she brought it to the attention of a Democratic lawmaker in the state of California who eventually gave her claims to Feinstein. On the other side of the aisle, these claims turned up at a really strange time. Feinstein and some of the Democrats, some of the people on the Senate Judiciary Committee knew they existed, but never talked to Judge Kavanaugh about them when he was in their office, when he was doing his grueling two days where he was testifying for over 13 hours each day. So the timing seems a bit suspect. And there have been like 60 people who came out that actually went to high school with Judge Kavanaugh, who he remembers, that said that he was a really great guy and they never saw him do anything more than drink a few beers and he was never out of control. So there's just nothing is matching up as far as them acknowledging that they spent time together. But these claims
I'm interested
are really
to
serious.
Hear about the other guy who was supposedly
and there was another
in the
guy
room.
In the room. Right.
Yeah. Who's can we get that guy on there? The stand? Because
right. That
guy's going to be the key witness. What
and
really
he came out
went
and
down.
Said he came out and said that never happened. So it's very strange how nothing seems to be lining up and these stories are so different.
Right,
I'm glad they're testifying. I think they
have some clarity on this.
Lady's name is Christine Ford. What is her life like now? What was it like? Has it been like over the last, this is 40 years ago? How long ago? 30 years ago?
About 35, yeah.
35 years ago, okay. So just out of curiosity, on the side that gives people credibility, there's reason to be afraid, I suppose, to a point. But the other side of it is, what is the news media going to do and what are people going to do to the reputation of this woman. And there's going to be that. So it takes a certain amount of brass and courage to come forth and say it. If, in fact, it's the truth, people say, well, why did you wait so long, blah, blah, blah. That's where the thing becomes dicey, because one does wonder why. It does seem kind of convenient. And is the fact that Di-Fi knew about it, does that mean, and didn't bring it up, that it didn't have that much of a significance in her mind? Did somebody ask her why she didn't ask the question when she found out about it 2 months ago?
Well, do we know she found out 2 months ago?
How long ago did she find out?
100%. She found out during the summer. She was given a letter, and she held it.
Why?
And she released it.
Because...
I don't know. That's part of the question. That's part of the strange...
So who's going to ask her that question? Whose job is it?
And the lawyer for this woman, who's Deborah, her name is Deborah Katz, and she's the lawyer for Christine Ford. And she said that Christine Ford was forced to come forward because, remember, the letter was released and it was anonymous. She said that Feinstein was asked to keep it quiet, but then it brought it forward.
Forced? By whom?
Not forced, but she had been asked by this woman to keep it quiet, and that's why she didn't come forward.
Why'd she give it to her at all, then?
Right. So there's just a lot of questions here that need lots of answers. And not just from the two people named, the accused and the accuser. I think there's also some questions for Dianne Feinstein, and the reason that politics comes up is that Feinstein is running for re-election in California against a really far, far, far left candidate, Kevin DeLeon. And I say this because I'm going to have to vote for Dianne Feinstein, and she looks like the moderate, given the two of these people.
Feinstein, or you vote for either one of them.
Well, you could skip it. Feinstein took the heat from her critics and from Kevin DeLeon for not being strong enough during this hearing because she didn't have the Cory Booker or Kamala Harris moment. So then, and her poll numbers have shown it. Now, she was ahead by like 30 points. I think she will still win, but Kevin DeLeon is now only, I think, maybe 5 points or 8 points behind her, so he's catching up. He's closing that gap. And so then the question is that people have been mumbling about in California, did she bring it up because she thought she needed that aha moment?
It will help.
Yeah, and so there's just, and I don't want to disparage what this woman's saying at all, because it's serious and we should investigate it.
Yeah.
It's just everything seems so strange in its timing.
Yep. Here's Senator Grassley saying anybody who comes forward, as Dr. Ford has, deserves to be heard. So I'll continue to work on a way to hear her out in an appropriate, precedented and respectful manner.
And really, that's kind of the lead from the president. Kavanaugh went to the White House yesterday. I don't think he actually sat with Trump, but he sat with whoever was there, maybe Raj Shah, who's the communications director for this piece of the Trump administration. But when he was asked yesterday, and I think he's been right on this, he said, you know what? I wish they would have come forward, and he was kind of tough on Democrats. He said, I wish they would have come forward with this when we were actually looking at the background of Judge Kavanaugh. Yeah. But when you have allegations like this, they will get time. And so I think that's the right response from the White House, because truly that's all you can ask for, is to give these people daylight to defend themselves and, on the other hand, to tell their story.
Mm. It's a step. Why do you need a lawyer? Why did she have a lawyer? One would wonder. And by the way, what does this woman do? Is she a doctor?
Deborah Katz? Yeah, she's a professor.
Professor, okay.
But a doctor or something.
Yeah. So you said
Deborah Katz is a famous Me Too lawyer, so she has the right person representing her, I suppose.
All right, while we're in California, apparently there are plans to launch a satellite initiative to pinpoint the people who are emitting greenhouse gases, according to Governor Yahoo. He says, quote, we're under attack, including a lot of people including Donald Trump. Governor said the satellite initiative was a response to the actions curtailing climate change research. So who's going to pay? The state of California is going to buy a satellite?
Governor Brown said, to hell with the Trump administration. We're just going to do it ourselves. So he says they're going to launch a satellite to check everybody's emissions out.
Oh, good.
Guess who's going to pay for that?
I think I'm going to pay for it.
I think you're looking at it. You're looking at her. Yeah,
well, I pay some taxes in California, too. So, all right. Well,
Congratulations, you're in on it too.
Moonbeam.
Yeah,
yes.
Doug, you love space. Now you own part of a satellite.
You know, yesterday, not to be a name dropper, I was walking Daisy, and my phone rang, and it was Jay Honeycutt. Do you remember that name? Who remembers
sure.
the name
yeah,
Jay Honeycutt?
I do not.
Jay Honeycutt.
I do.
Was the person in charge for 4.5 years running Kennedy Space Center, somebody who's become a great friend over the years. I first met him when I was listening.
Is he out of work now, Doug?
He was listening. Does he what?
Is he out of work? Because they don't have that space center anymore, do they?
No, well, he's 80. So
I didn't know he was
playing a little golf, and that's about it, and spending time with his grandchildren. He was the, when I was on, I think, the air on WMEL, as a matter of fact, boasting about my fabulous time at the Houston Space Center. I'd been invited to go over there, did a program. So he called the station to find out who I was and where I was. And they told him, well, I'm a syndicated guy. So he got my number and he called up and he said, what are you talking about? That was the first, he said, I run the shuttle program at Kennedy. And you haven't seen anything until you come down here. So make sure at your earliest opportunity you come down here and see the situation. So I did. Not the situation who's Victoria's
I'd
neighbor.
Like to see
that too. Yeah, right. So I went and I became a devotee. And he and I have been friends for 30 years. And so we were talking about what's going on in the space program now. He thinks it's atrocious. He likes the fact that there are a lot of independent and private sources for funding, but he thinks politics has way messed up. And he's right. It has messed it up. But anyway, I just want to know what the source is of this satellite. Where's, are they buying one from some private? No, you don't just go get a satellite and launch it.
It's, no, you have to get a NASA approval,
yeah, approval
for the pattern.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not thinking that the feds are going to be too happy. Yeah, it's like out of a kind of a weird James Bond movie sort of thing. Anyway.
Or so they're not going to launch new ones. They're going to use existing ones and
buy time.
Share.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
all
like
right.
a timeshare.
Here's what's going on at Jennifer Warren's house. Look right down there. She didn't put her garbage out today. Finer.
Hey, how'd you
know? $40. Yeah. All right. Let's get to a good reason for you to think about your teeth and how easy it can be to whiten them and brighten them in just 5 minutes thanks to Power Swabs, Power Swabs, Power Swabs. This is a great, great product that we all are using. You snap the tube, comes in a little kit, and they have tubes with Q-tips in them. In the tubes is that fabulous, there's a combination of patented natural tooth detergent, whitening agent, that lightens stains in 5 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You snap, you swab, and you smile. So if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, if you drink wine, if you're still smoking, all of that stuff will disappear thanks to Power Swabs that remove stains on your regular teeth. So if you got caps, you got veneers, you got falsies, all of that stuff, it'll fix it right up. Falsies, though, that term gets used for something else, right? False teeth, yes,
right.
But falsies go somewhere else in your body. They still call
lashes
them falsies.
Is what I always think of.
Yeah,
no, all right. They're like those chicken.
Oh, cuts. False eyelashes.
Yeah,
oh.
Falsies
it's
are
okay,
like
Victoria.
What you shove into your bra.
I think of lashes too. Yeah.
Yeah, I would never think of shoving something in my bra and
falsies.
Calling that a falsie. But
okay, let's keep going here.
Power
I'm not
swab.
Touching that one. Woo! 800-208, that's why, never mind, Doug, stop when you're ahead. 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV program, 50% off the retail price. That's not the real reason to do it. The real reason to do it is because you'll clean up your teeth. Beautiful smile, what a great way. 5 minutes and the solution to brightness and whiteness is there. You found it with Power Swabs. Find it by buying at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wonder. You don't know what I always wonder, but I'm going to tell you. But I always wonder where people come up with ideas. Who in their mind, and I'm not saying right mind, I'm just thinking that this is an interesting song. Who comes up with it? Where does this idea come from? Or an idea for a song come from? Ever wonder that? Ever talk to someone who's a songwriter? Where do they, you know, there's so much collaboration that's necessary to come up with a sound like this. I don't know how many songs Beyonce has written for herself as her performer. Does she write her own material?
I think she's written some, but I think she also gets a lot of help. I think she's one of those people who her name goes on the credit, but she might have written like a couple lines. I don't know. I think a song like this probably comes a lot from the producers who come with a beat and then, you know, one lyric line, and then they build from there.
Okay. But I think for the last album, which this song is from, she wrote the bulk of it, because that was about her divorce, and I think that she was a lot more involved in that one.
So when you say involved, she came up with a lyric line, she came up with the beat, came up with a concept. Very complicated, as Kara indicated. It's kind of a complicated scenario these days.
Yeah.
Because it takes so much to make a hit record. Anyway, Beyonce marks her first solo appearance since the On the Run 2 tour with Jay-Z. She'll be performing at the City of Hope Gala in October in L.A. City of Hope is an independent research and treatment center for cancer and diabetes and other life-threatening diseases. They recognize, usually every year, a philanthropic leader whose work has fundamentally impacted music, entertainment, that sort of thing. And so this year, they're going to honor the chairman and CEO of Warner Chappell Music, John Platt, who's worked with Beyonce for the last 13 years or so. The evening's host will be Pharrell Williams. And proud husband Jay-Z is going to present the award. Let's see here. I'm just trying to paraphrase in my own mind what I know. What my experience in the City of Hope goes back about 25, 30 years, maybe. No, actually, since the when was I in Cincinnati? Late 80s. Yeah, they had. I remember being the host of an evening event. and it featured June Lockhart, and I met her, and then we became friends and spent time together in Los Angeles, and she brought me over to the City Hall. She was on the board there, and it was fascinating to go and spend a day. I think they're in Loma Linda, aren't they, Jennifer?
Yeah.
So anyway, Beyonce is going to perform. Platt's going to get the award and be a good time for all. And I'm sure they raise a lot of money. City of Hope has done a lot of research, provided a lot of care for patients over 100 years they've been in existence. So that's good. All right. Beyonce got to answer a couple of questions about her music and that situation. Here's Taylor Swift up next musically on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria, Kara and me. Swift has been granted a restraining order after a stalker sent letters and threats to rape and kill her. Lovely. Legal documents show Taylor filed for a restraining order against 26-year-old Eric Swarbrick, who has been sending her apparently threatening letters for a couple of years. Isn't she had? Didn't she? She's had a couple.
She's had a lot of problems with stalkers.
Right. Really? Why?
Breaking into her homes and I don't know. She had some crazy guy. Didn't he rob a bank or something, Kara?
Yeah,
and he robbed her house in Rhode Island.
Yeah, and then he like threw money over the fence because he couldn't figure out how to get in, which I guess is good for her. But I would have a full security team around all of my properties always if I were her.
What a price to pay for fame. You know, you think about it a little bit.
Scary.
Yeah, it is kind of. Yeah. All right. Well, there's some musical info for us to chew on here at 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Trust your gut. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are probably the only species that doesn't instinctively trust our gut. It's fascinating because as intelligent as we believe we are, we somehow overlook even the simplest warning from our gut. I knew I shouldn't have gone there last night. Then why'd you go? I knew that was the wrong relationship for me. Then why'd you stay in it? I knew. Well, then, if you know, then do. Trust your gut. Your instinct won't lie to you. Your instinct won't make you question things a whole bunch. It simply knows. Whatever you're deciding on, step back and listen to your gut. Whatever your gut tells you, go with that. You know right from wrong. You know where you should and shouldn't go and who you should and shouldn't hang around. So listen to yourself because you're much wiser than you're giving yourself credit for being. Trust your gut. And your gut is probably telling you to listen to more of what I have to say. So listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters keep rising and so does the death toll from Hurricane Florence. At least 32 people have been killed by the storm since it made landfall last week. Most fatalities in the Carolinas, where heavy rain has caused major flooding across both states. Among the big winners at the Emmys last night, Game of Thrones. For Outstanding Drama Series, the show producer is D.B. Weiss.
Writing for these actors behind us is the honor of a lifetime, but we didn't invent these characters. That was George R. R. Martin. The show could not be without the mad genius of George. Thank you for letting us take care of your people.
Author George R. R. Martin was on hand for the award ceremony last night. The White House announcing plans for a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. And this is USA Radio News.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The hour. It's Tuesday, September the 18th here on the DJD program and elsewhere as well. Pretty much everywhere. It's Tuesday. Jennifer Horn is here. It's Tuesday. If it's Tuesday, it must be Jen Day. Victoria Keelan is here, actually with this half hour's update. So what do you have? I guess a lot of people are thinking about or watching, they're watching bits and pieces of the Emmy where there are memorable moments. We've just gone around the room here and nobody saw.
I thought they were on Sunday night. I forgot that they moved them to Monday
they move
night
them
this
to
year.
Monday? What was the point of that, I wonder?
So it wasn't up against football, I guess.
Oh,
and so
okay.
Monday night, there's kind of nothing there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought they were on Sunday, so I totally missed it. But what I did see last night, and it scared me, was Betty White's name trending on Twitter. And any time somebody's name is trending, and you're over 80, it's usually not not a good sign. However, this was for a very good reason. 96-year-old Betty White made a surprise appearance at the Emmys, and as she walked out onto the stage, of course, she received a standing ovation. She was given a special Emmy and for her work throughout her career, which is got to be what? She must have been 20 when she started, right? It's 76 years or something she's been in show business.
She was young as a model. Yep.
Yeah.
20, I think 20, 21. So she's 70 plus years in this.
Amazing. And profession. Still looks great and is hilarious as always. And so everybody was very relieved to see that she's doing really, really well. And one of the other highlights was Henry Winkler. He's one of my favorites. He won his very first Emmy last night at the age of 72. He said he was 27 when he started out as the Fonz. And he has been nominated throughout his career for various Emmys. But last night was the big night. And he made a joke about wearing some rubber underpants in case he did win, and it was overwhelming for him. But so that was a great moment.
Won for what? What did he win for?
He won for.
He's an outstanding supporting actor for Barry. I think you've seen part of that show, right, Doug?
Barry, yeah, Barry is very, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard really interesting things about it. I've never seen it.
It's an interesting concept. It's a story of a guy who is a hitman who wants to be an actor, doesn't want to be a hitman, and Henry Winkler runs the acting classes to which he goes.
And Bill Hader is the lead, Bill Hader from SNL, who's really funny.
Oh, that
so,
show. Okay. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, so everyone was very happy for Henry Winkler, and the In Memoriam got a lot of buzz. They featured Aretha Franklin, Anthony Bourdain, Burt Reynolds, John McCain, Hugh Hefner, and David Cassidy. They were all honored. And, of course, there's always somebody who's left out on the list, and so a lot of Mac Miller's fans were upset that he was not mentioned during the Emmy In Memoriam, but Karen and I were talking about this during the break. I don't know why he would have been mentioned on the Emmys. He's a rapper. I don't think he was on SNL, but even if you're making an appearance on SNL, it doesn't mean you should be mentioned at the Emmys. So
somebody's always offended about something.
Somebody's always upset that someone's left out. Usually it's for a good reason. This time, I don't know that I could really, you know, get behind that one, but.
Yeah. Right.
But overall, and then the other thing that's kind of interesting, there wasn't a single mention of Trump. So they said that they made a conscious effort to the two hosts who are from SNL made an effort to make the show completely not about Trump, which is obviously the opposite of every other award show since he got elected. And so I don't know. We'll see what the ratings actually reflected that.
Yeah, it should be. I don't want to watch. That's one of the reasons that I've lost my.
Well, take politics out of it totally. You know, just celebrate people. And
surprised me that they mentioned John McCain in the memoriam.
He was on television a lot. I think
television news?
No, he was on SNL a couple times.
SNL a lot. He hosted a couple. No, he was on TV a lot. I think that's appropriate, frankly. All right, today is Yom Kippur, otherwise known as the Day of Atonement, considered the holiest day in Judaism. Holiday lasts 25 hours, typically observed with fasting and prayer in alignment with the themes of atonement, repentance. This comes on the heels of Rosh Hashanah, which sort of starts out a week for Jewish people of the new year, and then with observation. So today, if you're Jewish, most people will not go to work or observe. Most schools are closed, that kind of stuff. Yom Kippur, people observing the holiday, ask to fast, and then in turn it's encouraged that people spend the day asking God's forgiveness for their sins and donating to charity, that sort of thing. It sometimes happens in September. Rarely does it happen in October, but once in a while. The high holy days, days of awe, which start with the new year, as I said, Rosh Hashanah, that's all part of. I think there's another Jewish holiday next month as well, but I can't remember what it is. Anybody know? Anybody remember what the other Jewish holiday
I know they, there was
in the fall?
I know Yom Kippur, right?
Yeah, it's kind that of was last week.
Last week,
no,
and then
Yom Kippur is
Rosh
now
Hashanah.
Today.
Rosh Hashanah was last week.
Rosh Hashanah was last week. There you go.
Yeah, right. Listen to us sounding like we don't know what we're talking about. Okay, up next something
I can
that we
tell
do.
You where Christmas is, so you know.
Let's get
year.
To the television report. We just had discussion of the Emmys. If you watched them, it was good. I don't usually care much about them, except I want to know that the people that I appreciated were honored in the In Memoriam segment. Sometimes there's someone in there that you forgot about, passing, that sort of thing. So some important moments. I don't think there was anything else on TV other than, what, more football? Is football on pretty much every night? Is there a football game on?
Feels like it.
It does, doesn't
it?
In
my house.
Yeah.
Sports producer.
Yeah, there you go.
It feels like it's on 24-7.
All right.
It's on. Football is on as much in my house as NCIS is on in your house.
Oh, really? Is that so?
Yes, I didn't watch
anything.
That's how I feel.
There you go. All right. Let's see what we have here. Kiss, set to open America's Got Talent season finale. This will be interesting. The rock and roll impact of Kiss taking the stage to perform at the season 13 finale. That'll take place Wednesday. Let's see here. Rock and roll all night long. Detroit Rock City opening to our, let's see, who are these people? Brian Key? I don't know.
Those are the finalists on America's Got Talent, yeah.
Yeah. And how, so this started on American Idol. I remember when American Idol had a lot of pop talent on just to entertain because the show itself was getting boring. And is that what this is all about, too, sort of add a little light to it?
No, I think it's just the trend of just making a really big deal about this the finale of the season. The Voice does it, too, now. Like, everyone just kind of goes
all
out.
They want to blow it up. Right.
Yeah. I think it's sad that they only got as far as Kiss. Cause
That's still, you know, for a certain group, and I actually think America's Got Talent kind of skews a little older. I think it even skews a little older. Like, I don't watch it. I don't know if you guys do, but...
I've been watching it all summer. I love it.
It's been
a great season. So,
I feel like maybe that kind of skews to the audience, though.
Maybe. It's the first season that I think any one of the finalists could actually win. And hold their own with a Vegas show, because that is the ultimate prize. It's $1 million on a show in Vegas. So it's been a really fun season.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jennifer, let's go around to what's the schedule looking like for tonight.
Well, lots of finales. That is the story tonight. And some interesting looks ahead, too, because keep in mind, next week, now that the Emmys are over and done, next week will be the start of the fall TV week, essentially. And we're learning lots of things, including that Roseanne's going to die from an opioid overdose on the Conners, as to what's going to happen for our fall TV viewing. Let's start off with a couple of finales going on Fox. 11's where I am. Fox, I'm like 11. The old lady. Yeah. I'm the old lady. You know, you watch them on that 11. Okay, sorry. On Fox. My brain's like a scrambled egg.
You did sound like an old lady there, though.
That I know. Good. That's how I am. I'm watching my programs, Dougie. I'm watching them. All right. Beach Shazam is the finale of the game shows on Fox, Channel 11, if you're in Los Angeles. Beach Shazam airs at 8 o'clock. And then Love Connection with Andy Cohen. I love him at 9 o'clock. There's also a finale of Castaways on ABC. They do some good stuff there. The Castaway finale is, it was actually kind of an interesting show to see if people could actually make it on their own or if they would choose to live out their time on the island together. So the finale of that will be at 10 o'clock on ABC. Now, we talked about America's Got Talent. Season 13 will be lucky for one of the still standing hopefuls. You'll find out who that is tonight. 24 hours before winning $1 million, they will track a lot of what these guys are doing. They will have last chance for performances, and Wednesday is the finale of the season finale. This will be part one tonight, 8 p.m. on NBC. Also on NBC tonight, the Paley Center salutes This Is Us. That'll be at 10 o'clock on NBC, and it's a prelude to next week's highly anticipated season 3 premiere of what has been a huge hit for NBC. Also on USA tonight, The Purge is brand new. That's at 10 o'clock.
Horrible show.
You don't like that one?
I saw a little. It's just awful.
Well, maybe
awful.
This will do it for you.
Awful.
TLC has a brand new episode of Sweet Home Sextuplets.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like my nightmare.
They're back.
Well, it's a small-town Alabama couple had three sons when they decided to try for one more daughter. Hmm. Yeah, that's a big strikeout. They wound up with sextuplets. How about that? So you're going to track this couple as they go into their final trimester of pregnancy, and then here come the babies. That's at 10 o'clock tonight on TLC.
All right. So that takes care of that. Jennifer, as long as you got the microphone, let's get to the sports department and find out what the Yankees and the Red Sox are trading. This is interesting. There's a big announcement. Red Sox.
Are you still rooting for that team, by the way?
The Red Sox?
Are you still rooting for those losers?
How do you figure they're losers?
They're not, actually. They're doing pretty well. Yeah, but you, that's your team. I was just trying to point it out.
Yeah,
you know,
we
build characters.
The Yankees suck, and the Red Sox are great.
All right, thank you. That's what I was waiting for, but you didn't give it to me right away. Okay. John Sterling is briefly going to Boston. That's the headline. On Tuesday afternoon, the Red Sox and the Yankees will make a trade, swapping radio announcers during the fourth inning of their three-game series opener at Yankee Stadium. This is a big rivalry. It's a lot of fun. And this is a cute idea, according to John Sterling, who joins Tim Neverett on Boston's WEEI, while Joe Castiglione, is that right?
Castiglione.
Castiglione moves into the fans' booth at Yankee Stadium with Susan Waldman. I don't think anyone should take this too seriously, said Sterling. The world is not going to change, but it's a fun thing, and I'm looking forward to it. This is a pretty rare occasion between Red Sox Nation and the Yankees universe, where the radio voice of the Yankees deliver a signature home run call for a Red Sox. That's the question. He said if he can think of something on the spur of the moment, he will he'll let it fly. If not, he's not going to prepare anything. On the opposite side, don't expect Castiglione to deliver an it's a high, it is far, it is gone call for any Yankee. He said he's not going to do that. He's not even going to give him the can you believe it, his phrase, as the Red Sox won the 2004 World Series. This is a fun idea. I think it shows that you can't take yourself too seriously, even when you're in the stretch for the playoffs and the postseason. This brings fans a little bit of fun just to see how they do in a very different situation, I think.
Well, I don't think there's any chance the Yankees.
But these announcers, that's hard. When you talk Red Sox or Yankees and then you swap, it'll be fun.
The home run! I can say that no matter where you are. All right, so Victoria, Serena's husband has done something interesting, according to the New York Times anyway.
Well, the New York Times doesn't really think he's that interesting. Everyone else does, though. The New York Times published an article over the weekend which focused on the amount of fines handed out to tennis players at Grand Slam tournaments from 1998 to 2018, noting that men are penalized more than women. Now, this was kind of to go against what Serena has been complaining about, saying that men get away with more on the court than women do. Well, Serena's husband, Alex Ohanian, who, of course, is the founder and CEO of Reddit, he argued that the stats used in the Times article weren't actually the right ones, and then he called out the journalist, Christopher Clary, as he proceeded to break down how men and women are penalized differently. He tweeted, statistics help for the New York Times and Christopher Clary. The argument is that women are punished more often per incident than men are. And he said, these data only show that there are more penalties total for men. He said, for example, if men were punished 344 times out of 3,440 audible obscenities, that's a 10% enforcement, but women were punished 140 times out of 700, and that's a 20% enforcement. So he said, therefore, stats 101, women are penalized two times more than men for the same violation. And that's what Serena has been trying to say all along. Then he kind of made it funny, and he said, I'm happy to help fund an independent research team to run the actual analysis. Statistics can be illuminating, New York Times, when you know what you're looking for. This article is going to become a case study in flawed analysis in high school stats classes. And then he also, at the end of all of his rants, he added that he's donating $10 for every word of the article, which was 714 words, to Donors Choose, which is for classroom projects, so that the next generation gets access to learn basic statistics. So he ended on a funny note.
7,140.
Big bucks.
How about that? Big bucks. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Big bucks. I think some people take themselves a little too seriously, although it seemed to me that there was, that just was awkward, and there's a lot of room for criticism, it seems to me, of the judge. I'm not a tennis player, don't know much about tennis, but I felt
like... It was pretty heavy-handed, I think.
Serena deserved the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, I would say that was an excellent way of describing it, Victoria. Heavy-handed. 10 before the hour here on the Loving DJV program.
Hey. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Set now, it's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan now bringing us up to date on, for example, Alexa. Looks like it's going to take over the kitchen now.
Yes.
In addition to everything else in the world, will anybody have to think for themselves about anything anymore?
Probably not. Probably not. Well, Amazon is planning to introduce as many as 8 new Alexa-powered smart home devices, and it's all going to be out by the end of this year. The devices will be a wide-ranging offering of voice-controlled gadgets, a microwave oven, an in-car gadget of some sort, we don't know what that's going to be yet, and a set of higher-end home audio gear, including an amplifier, receiver, and subwoofer. CNBC was the first to break this news on this one. They said Amazon's planning to detail at least some of these new devices at an event sometime later this month. It's all very secretive. And Amazon's expansion into even more hardware categories will significantly heat up the smart home market, which is already kind of flooded right now with Alexa-powered devices. But this will really, by going into the kitchen, having voice-enabled things like telling Alexa to, you know, start the microwave, I don't understand. You still have to open the microwave door, and you still have to put stuff in the microwave. If you can't go
go the last step and hit a button. I don't know. But that's what Alexa's going to be doing. And the interesting thing is it's not under the Echo line, because Amazon, all those Echo devices, there's the Echo and then the Echo Dot. It's not actually going to be under that, which suggests that Amazon is introducing a whole new line of smart appliances that will be focused more on the Alexa brand than the Echo brand. And that's going to put them in direct competition with GE, KitchenAid, LG, and Samsung in the kitchen appliance department. So it'll be very interesting to see how well they do. I'm not sure about GE and KitchenAid, but I do know LG in their kitchen products, in their hardware, they have really interesting and beautifully designed products, like their stoves and their refrigerators. They can send a note on your to your app of when you're low on stuff that's in your fridge. It's very cool and very high tech. So it'll be it makes sense that Amazon wants to compete with them and get Alexa
like,
in there.
Like Wolf, are they upscale in that?
LG is not at, well. I know Wolf and Viking that like, they make stoves, but LG makes stoves, but they're I think more on the dishwasher, microwave, and refrigerator end. That's where they have all their smart integration. So it'll be interesting to see how well Amazon does against them.
All right, speaking of Amazon, they're launching more cashier-less convenience stores around the country, and it'll start in New York City.
The Geek Out. Several months ago, we first discussed Amazon's dive into the brick-and-mortar store with Amazon Go, an actual convenience store in Seattle, but one without cashiers. You simply walk in, pick out your items, put it in a basket, and then you walk out. It's a camera system and an app on your phone that work in tandem to tally your purchase and charge your account. Well, today, it's been so successful, Amazon has three of those locations in Seattle, is opening another in New York City, and other cities aren't far behind. In fact, the concept is such a hit, there's now a competing brand. Standard Cognition has opened their own store without cashiers and their own platform in San Francisco. If you want to learn more, we've posted the story on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges.
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
All right, let's keep going here. The fitness trackers, the Apple Watch, affected yes or no by the new tariffs?
No. The good news is they will not be affected by the new tariffs on Chinese imports. It's no longer a 25% tariff. It's a 10%. And the Wall Street Journal reports that Apple Watch, Fitbits, Sonos speakers, and a lot of other fitness trackers and home assistants will not be affected. However, Apple is not, they haven't skated by completely. Their adapters, the Mac Mini, and any circuit boards or internal components shipped individually to the United States will be affected by the tariffs, which sort of ultimately means they will affect the price. So those items will be more expensive, but this is great news for Apple because the Apple Watch 4 is about to come out, and it's very, very popular already on pre-orders.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, at 59 after the hour. This is the DJV Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.